Sharpe's Tiger by Bernard Cornwell. Copyright 1997 by Bernard Cornwell. This unabridged recording of the reading of Sharpe's Tiger was published by arrangement with Toby Edie Associates Limited, 3rd floor, 9 Orme Court, London W24RL, and was produced in 1999 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Frederick Davidson. This book is 487 pages long. The following material appears on the book's back cover. As the British Army fights its way through India toward a diabolical trap, young Private Richard Sharpe must battle both man and beast behind enemy lines. It's 1799, and Richard Sharpe is just an illiterate young private in His Majesty's service, part of an expedition sent to push the ruthless Tipu of Mysore from his throne and drive his French allies out of India. Posing as a deserter, Sharpe must penetrate into the Tipu's city and make contact with a Scottish spy being held prisoner there. Success will mean winning his sergeant's stripes, failure being turned over to the Tipu's brutal executioners or his man-eating tigers. Picking his way through an exotic and alien world, one slip will mean disaster, as Sharpe learns that he must fight his old comrades in order to save his own neck. Along the way, he keeps an eye out for Mysore's beautiful prostitutes, any stray loot he can get his hands on, and the chance to learn his ABCs. But when the